5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 16th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert, again with the censorship. We set up some new YouTube pages for some of our programs here at Skywatch TV. We've got YouTube channels now set up for Simply His, Return to Eden, The Bible's Greatest Mysteries, Unraveling Revelation. We did set up a new channel for the main Skywatch TV program, but as soon as we uploaded the program about Josh Peck's documentary, Silent Cry, the documentary on child trafficking, once again, Google, parent company of YouTube, put the kibosh on the channel. So you'll find all of our new content at rumble.com or, again, YouTube for some of the individual programs, but best to just download our free mobile app. We'll talk about that before the end of this program. Topic number 5 today, Russia, etc. Shortly after media reports suggested that Russia was about to invade Ukraine any minute now. In fact, reports got so specific, they identified 1 a.m. today, Wednesday, as the go time for the invasion. Russia announced it was withdrawing troops from the border and claimed that Western propaganda had failed. Goaded by the Biden administration, major news outlets reported a 1 a.m. Wednesday start time for the invasion with a massive missile blitz and 200,000 troops at the ready. Instead, it's been reported that some troops in Russia's military districts adjacent to Ukraine have returned to bases. Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, who I've said before, wields words like weapons, which is what a good spokesperson does, said in a statement, 15 February 2022 will go down in history as the day Western war propaganda failed. According to Zakharova, the West has been, and I quote, shamed and destroyed without firing a single shot, end quote. Now, let's pray that that's all that this is, just a war of words. Now, where did this idea that Russia's attack was imminent, in fact, scheduled for 1 a.m. Wednesday, come from? Monday evening, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who, bear in mind, before he was elected prime minister, was a professional comedian. He gave a speech intended to calm the fears being stoked by the Western media of an imminent Russian invasion. And he made a passing reference to February 16th as being the day of the attack. We've been told February 16th will be the day the Russians attack. Western media picked up on that and ran with it as though it were actual intelligence that had been reported to President Zelensky. Ukrainian officials then pushed back, told reporters in Kyiv that Zelensky was not being literal about an attack. This according to The Hill, which is a newspaper and news site based on Capitol Hill here in the U.S. Quoting again, Zelensky and Ukraine's government have criticized the United States at times for overstating the danger of an imminent Russian invasion of the country. Now, for its part, the Biden administration believes Russian intelligence agencies have been working closely with editorial staff of 5 Russian language media outlets to boost public support inside Russia for an attack of Ukraine. This is being reported by CNN. Bear in mind that CNN is the news organization that still claims podcaster Joe Rogan took horse paste to cure his COVID infection, and that the CIA, the source of the information, is the agency that has been collecting against its mandate massive amounts of data on us, the American citizens, and accusing websites like the financial news site Zero Hedge of amplifying Russian propaganda. You remember the good old days when liberals distrusted the CIA and the NSA instead of embracing them? Ah, those were good times, huh? Anyway, the Russian state Duma, their version of the Congress, has backed a motion asking the Kremlin to recognize the independence of the breakaway regions of eastern Ukraine, Donetsk and Luhansk. That is not likely to help relations between Russia and Ukraine. But topic number 4, as we move on, the Freedom Convoy. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Monday he'll activate rarely used emergency powers to break up the protests. The 1988 Emergencies Act allows the federal government to override the provinces and authorize special temporary measures to ensure security during national emergencies. This law has only been used once before by Trudeau's father, Pierre Trudeau. Earlier Monday, 4 provincial premiers in Alberta, Quebec, Manitoba, and Saskatchewan say they opposed plans to use the act, saying it is unnecessary. Organizers in the Freedom Convoy in Ottawa, for their part, say that they notified police Monday after being told that nefarious elements plan to plant weapons at the demonstration as a reason or to give the government a pretense to forcibly remove peaceful protesters. And by the way, Canadian media, corporate media, that is, still continuing to push disinformation, claiming that Russia is behind the freedom protests. Topic number three, mega drought. The American West's mega drought got worse last year, much worse. It is now the driest in at least 1,200 years. This is now being called a worst-case climate change scenario playing out live. This, according to a new study. This study, of course, also calculated that 42% of the drought is due to human-caused climate change. Now, the question is it inadvertent or is it deliberate? We'll be talking to Steve Quayle about that next week for a special web exclusive for Skywatch TV. Topic number two, Yasser Arafat. A former prime minister of Qatar claimed Tuesday that Yasser Arafat was assassinated by his own people. You might remember Arafat died back in 2004. Well, Hamad bin Yassim bin Yaver Al-Thani, who served as prime minister of Qatar from 2007 to 2013, also served as the country's foreign minister, said in an interview Tuesday morning that Arafat was certainly murdered by someone in his entourage. Al-Thani claimed that several months before the PLO leader got sick during the Second Intifada, Arafat took part in a meeting organized by Al-Thani in Qatar, which included a number of Palestinian Authority officials and members of the Israeli government. The meeting was aimed at finding a way for Arafat and the Palestinians to exit Judea and Samaria permanently. It's what the world calls the West Bank. Well, Al-Thani believes that during the meeting in Doha, Qatar, someone poisoned Arafat, someone in Arafat's entourage, which led to his declining health and ultimately his death in November of 2004. Coming up, we've got details on Skywatch TV's tour of Turkey in 2022. Coming up in October, we will visit the Churches of Revelation and Göbekli Tepe, tell you how you can join us there. And archaeologists discover mummies in Peru, which raises some interesting questions about we, the human race. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
The prophetic clock is ticking, and time is running out. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Tipping Point special offer. When you order Jimmy Evans' new book, Tipping Point, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive Dr. Thomas Horn's best-selling transhumanism expose, The Milieu, and the End Times Predictions Handbook, I Predict, which lays out the predictions of 12 global experts on what prophetic events we can expect by the year 2025 and how they will soon begin to impact our lives. From corrupt world politics and global pandemics to an unprecedented rebellion against God and His Word, humanity has reached a critical stage where we are left wondering what happens next. In his eye-opening book, Jimmy Evans uses his 45 years of experience in eschatology to examine biblical prophecies about the end times and point to their unmistakable parallels with today's world. With clear, insightful analysis of Scripture, he answers many timely questions, such as, are we actually living in the end times right now? How should believers respond to increasing immorality? Will Christians go through the tribulation? What role does Israel play in God's prophetic plan? Are COVID-19 and other world events announcing the imminent return of Jesus? You'll also receive I Predict, the End Times Prediction Manual for the coming days. Join 12 global experts such as Dr. Thomas Horn, Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Carl Gallups, Josh Peck, and many more as they examine extraordinary developments currently playing out in geopolitics, science, technology, and the supernatural through a biblical worldview, and what they believe will transpire before the year 2025. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer, you will receive The Milieu, where you will uncover why the world's top academics and futurists are identifying Dr. Thomas Horn and his milieu as the leaders of the transhuman resistance. Find out what this relentless team exposed about the rapidly approaching hybrid age and the glaring spiritual ramifications of merging man with machine that has top-level professors completely alarmed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for what's ahead and become a beacon of hope, peace, and encouragement for those you love in these tumultuous times we live in. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Tipping Point Special Offer, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, child mummies of the Andes. Six mummified children thought to have been sacrificed hundreds of years ago, apparently to accompany a dead nobleman to the afterlife, were discovered last week in a tomb near Lima. The tiny skeletons wrapped tightly in cloth were found at the grave of an important man, possibly a political figure. This is at a dig site about 15 miles east of Lima, Peru. These were discovered last November, not last week, last November. The mummies believed to be about 1,000 to 1,200 years old. In 2018, archaeologists in Peru found evidence of the biggest ever sacrifice of children, the remains of 140 youngsters, mostly between the ages of 8 and 12, sacrificed alongside 200 llamas in a ritual offering. This around the year 1470 AD, all of the children buried facing out to sea. This, again, raises an important question about us in as humans. As Sharon and I have discovered in our research for the book Veneration, which was about the cult of the dead in the ancient world, it became clear that child sacrifice among the Amorites, the Canaanites around ancient Israel, was a major thing. And you've read the Old Testament, you've read God's prohibition against passing children through the fire, sacrificing children to the god Molech. I show my new book, Second Coming of Saturn, is the same entity that the Canaanites called El, the Greeks called Kronos, the Romans called Saturn. So why is it? Why is it that cultures widely separated by time, space, genetics, culture, all arrive at the same conclusion that somehow murdering innocent children is a way to earn the favor of the gods? Principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. And they still influence us today, even here in the West, though most of our neighbors don't believe they actually exist. During the month of February, our thank you for your support, your donation of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is the groundbreaking book and the accompanying DVD, Dead Pets Don't Lie. This was released more than 5 years ago. Joe Horn and Donna Howell did excellent work in researching this. You will be shocked if you have a dog or a cat. Take advantage of this offer. You name the price. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, we will send this out as our thank you for your support for the work we do at Whispering Ponies Ranch. What's in your pet's food? Not what they're telling you in the ads, that's for sure. You can find out more and donate online, skywatchtv.com/donate, or go to the SkyWatch TV store online, skywatchtvstore.com, or give us a call during regular business hours, toll-free, 844-750-4985, and thank you. SkyWatchFilms.com, cutting-edge Christian documentaries, the UFO phenomenon, the transhumanist movement, child trafficking for the purposes of ritual abuse. The documentary, the program about the documentary that got us kicked off YouTube for the second time now. Access all of these in full HD, instant access for as little as $3. Find out more online, skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. New dates for SkyWatch TV's Israel tour. We have backed up to next spring. We're praying that the travel restrictions will be gone by then. There is some word from those inside the Israeli government that is coming. March 19th through 30th of 2023, the new tour dates for our tour of Israel. Sharon and I, alongside our colleagues from SkyWatch TV, Ali Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. We will take you from north to south, Dan to Beersheba, as the old saying goes. We will see the Grotto of Pan. We will visit Gilgal Rephaim, Joshua's altar. We will repeat the promise that Joshua made there at the site of his altar on Mount Eval, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Find out more and reserve your place online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Now, the Skywatch TV tour of Turkey. Sharon and I putting this together with Doug Hershey, best-selling author of the coffee table books Israel Rising and Jerusalem Rising. He'll be joining us on this tour, by the way, as we visit the churches of Revelation, Göbekli Tepe, Abraham's hometown, Haran, the underground city of Derinkuyu in Cappadocia. In fact, the hotel is in one of the caves. Mount Nimrut, Antakya, ancient Antioch, where Christians were first called by that name. The Hagia Sophia, I'm sure I mispronounced that. I'm going to have to learn this between now and October. The church built by Emperor Justinian in the 6th century AD, now a mosque, but one of the most impressive pieces of architecture on planet Earth, and the Plutonion, otherwise known as the Gates of Hell. We will literally visit the Gates of Hell on this tour. This is historically and prophetically significant, and you can find out more at skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. The dates, October 19th through November 2nd of 2022. No vaccine mandate to enter Turkey. They just want a negative PCR test for now, but with case counts dropping, that may even go away, but we will keep you posted. This will be a relatively small tour. We're trying to keep it to about 24, and so if you're interested, find out more online, skywatchinturkey.com, skywatchinturkey.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk with prophecy expert Jimmy Evans about his new book, Tipping Point. What is this prophetic tipping point? Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team find out, and you'll find our broadcast schedule for our weekly main flagship program, and as well as all of our broadcast shows, Simply His, Return to Eden, Unraveling Revelation, and the Bible's Greatest Mysteries, all of those at skywatchtv.com/channels. But if you've got Roku or Apple TV, just add the Skywatch TV app, and then you set the schedule. And you can also download our free mobile app. This bypasses the gatekeepers of big tech and brings our video content right into your smartphone or tablet. Also, news the mainstream media wants you to miss and a calendar of upcoming events, that and more with our free mobile app. It's available for iOS and Android devices, Amazon Kindle Fire tablets as well. And we have links to the app stores for each of those types of devices at skywatchtv.com. You'll find it in the top menu bar. Look for the link that says Skywatch TV mobile app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.